The crisis of the Biden administration is manifold. And now you know from Nate Silver's 538, Joe Biden is the lowest rated president in American history, 4 points lower than Donald Trump was at this point. That is for the critics. I share that. Joe Biden is a disaster on every front, whether it's the economy, whether it's foreign policy, abortion, you pick your topic. Joe Biden is not well thought of. And when it comes to the border, it's one of the worst of all. Tom Holman here, a former acting director of ICE. Tom, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. All right, so Title 42, you know, it's on again, it's off again. But the fact of the matter is, Tom, at some point they're going to figure out how to end run it or get rid of it because that's what they want. I don't know why. There'll be 100,000 illegals that'll surge the border within a couple of days, and then it'll be 18 or 20,000 a day. I don't know why they want this, but they keep claiming they're securing the border when they're doing nothing of the sort. What can we do, Tom? We can't sit here idly by and let 6.5 million illegals into the country every year.
No, you know, and I've, first of all, you're exactly right. This is by design. This isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design. This is your plan. Because at the same time, they open the border up to the highest level of illegal immigration we have ever seen, right? Unprecedented. This year, the fiscal year we're in right now, even with Title 42 in place, we're going to beat last year's historic numbers by about 500,000. But this is going to be another record-breaking year. And at the same time, they opened the border up, they decapitated ICE. In the same year, they arrested the most illegal aliens making encounters in the southwest border, ICE had the lowest number of removals. About 26,000 in President Biden. 26,000 out of 1.7 million. So it shows, you know, this is what they want. But what I'm doing right now, I'm suing the hell out of them. I mean, I've written affidavits for the state of Arizona, the state of Texas, I've written several affidavits for Texas and Florida. We're 5-0. We're going to keep suing them. But here's what's going on. The federal judge makes a decision. We win the case, and the administration still ignores it.
Right.
We won a case where they were ordered to put the Remain in Mexico program back in place. And they're running it about 5% of what the Trump administration did. So they're even ignoring the federal judges.
Well, they ignore federal judges on a lot of things. They don't care. They're supposed to hold oil and gas leases by law since 1920. They ignore that as well. But here's my question when it comes to the border. Where are all these people going to live? Well, we have a housing crisis in America already. Where are these people going to live? Where are they going to where are they going to get food and water, shelter, medical care? Where are they going to go, Tom? There's no place to put them.
Well, when this administration's finished, first of all, the taxpayers are going to give them medical care. You heard President Biden during his campaign. They're going to give them free medical care at the expense of you and me. They'll give them social services at the expense of you and me. But this socialist attitude they have in this administration, I mean, these people are coming to the United States. This country will take care of them, just like right now. When they cross the border illegally, the U.S. taxpayers are buying them a plane ticket to any city of their choice. So back in my day when we investigated people that smuggled across the country, the smugglers, you know, they got paid so much to get someone to Chicago or get someone to New York. Smugglers are making a mess now because they only got to get them to the border. Service Social of Gorbachev, and us, the taxpayer, are going to get them the rest of the way and deliver them to the very same people who paid to have them smuggled here, which is a felony. I don't know where they're going to go.
It's only a felony if you charge the crime, Tom. I mean, it's a felony if you charge the crime. If you ignore the crime, it's not anything, is it?
I'm with you. I'm with you. What this administration is doing is actually facilitating cross-border crime. This administration is finishing the final steps of a felony criminal conspiracy. I've arrested a lot of people for doing this. I've arrested my career. I've put a lot of people in jail for doing exactly what Alejandro Mayorkas is doing every day. It's just incredible. And I met with about 150 GOP congressmen about 2 weeks ago up on the Hill, me, Mark Morgan, and a few other guys, and gave them the plan to try to take the border back and take back Congress. And I told them, look, day one, you take back Congress, day one, you impeach Mayorkas. We need to get him out of there. This man has done more damage to this country. I mean, he's a Secretary of Homeland Insecurity. This country is much less safe under his leadership.
But what do we do beyond that? I mean, how do we just sit here and let, you know, tens of thousands of people pour into Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California unchecked, unvetted, and then just unleashed on all of us? There's got to be something more we can do.
look, I'm as frustrated as you are, but you know, bottom line is elections have consequences. We're suing them, we're taking them to court. But what else can we do? You know, I'm as frustrated as anybody because I spent 35 years doing this job. We handed this administration the most secure border in this nation's history, and within months. We got the first president in the United States who actually came into office and unsecured a border. It's almost treasonous. So I think we need to hope. Look, I think we impeach Mayorkas. I think we impeach Biden. But beyond that, we just keep taking the course. But what else, what other options do we have other than the state stepping up? Now, let me tell you something. The Texas governor, Governor Abbott, is doing an awful lot. He right now is looking at doing more. Now, they're already arresting a lot of the illegal aliens for trespass. That's one less gotaway, so at least we know who they are. They're not terrorists. He's also seizing a lot of drugs. He's going to prevent a lot of overdoses. But right now, our attorneys within Heritage and other attorneys are working with him and his staff. Can we use the constitutional clause of invasion? Where can states actually step up and enforce immigration law and remove these people back to Mexico? There's a lot of constitutional scholars that we can do that. Some attorney says we can't. We're studying that issue right now. Hopefully, you'll take that action and use that invasion.
I believe the states can defend themselves. I mean, that, Tom, I got to believe the states can defend themselves. They have to be able to. Tom Homan, former acting director of ICE. Tom, always good to have you here. We'll talk again soon, my friend. Thank you.
You got it. And I agree with you. States need to step up.
Absolutely true. There you have it. You can't just let them come in unchecked, unvetted, and then unleashed on all of us. Can't go that way. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.